always know who's around your children. Unfortunately, some in Maryland who trusted a youth pastor found that out the hard way, as he's been charged with sexual assault and child abuse.
This is a True Crime Today Daily Brief.
Following a child abuse investigation, a 59-year-old former Maryland youth pastor and teacher was detained in South Carolina. The Baltimore County Police Department claims that during his employment in Baltimore County in 1984 and 85, Thomas Brackett is believed to have mistreated at least two children. At least, Brackett was a teacher and a youth pastor at Tabernacle Christian Church at the time, according to the Georgetown County Sheriff's Office. According to reports, the probe started last year. Holy Trinity Pentecostal Church Pastor Brackett was found at his home on Gapway Road in South Carolina on Friday, October 21st, according to Georgetown County Sheriff's Office, and was brought and arrested. He's reportedly arrested for child abuse, sexual assault, and taken to the Georgetown County Detention Center. Georgetown County Sheriff's Office reports that he will be returned to Maryland via extradition. Police continue their investigation and are looking for any new victims. Well, considering these crimes took place in 84 and we got him in 22 and he's still a pastor, that's going to be a long list.
True Crime Today. Press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any of our full episodes, breaking news updates, and daily briefs from True Crime Today.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.